Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful central Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about the red, green, yellow test for picking a county. Explained. We don't have a lot of dartboards in our office. We don't do a lot of guessing about real estate and whether we should buy it or sell it or where we should send a mailer.
I wouldn't mind a dartboard in our office, but for a different reason. Here's what I think about that. What this person told me.
There's some politicians I'd like to put on a dartboard.
There we go.
Board,
that would be
we'll
nice.
Talk about that later. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Mitch wrote, "Hello. So my first mailer did not get the response I was hoping for. I mailed 1-acre properties in Mojave County, Arizona, targeting Meadview, and I didn't get much response. Luckily, I was able to purchase 3 properties, but all were from the same seller. Other than that, I had only 2 calls come through, one being a hate call. I understand that this county is a highly competitive market, which could be the reason I didn't get much response. However, I'm concerned that my pricing was way off, and this is the reason I didn't get any takers. I priced my property at $652 per acre. Now I'm getting ready to send another mailer to Santa Cruz County, Arizona, targeting Rio Rico's 0 to 2 acre properties, and I was wondering if someone could give me any advice on pricing so I can hopefully get more response."
Oh, you're going to get some advice from me in a second here.
I'm waiting for it. I like holding back. I know this is more of an art than a science, and I need to fail to learn, but I'm worried my whole thought process on pricing is inaccurate. Thanks in advance for any advice, Mitch."
Mitch, this is not personal. I'm only responding to what you're saying here to help everybody who's listening to this.
But put your face mask on.
Yeah.
Put your helmet on.
I'm not going to use your name. I'm just going to assume that you're somebody.
Okay.
This is not personal. You cannot send a mailer out for $652 for a piece of property and expect to get anybody to respond. You just can't. Those days are gone. They were gone in 1975. Mojave County in Arizona is the county that I chose to as an example in both of the programs, both the cash flow from land program and then Land Academy 1.0. 2.0 is about infill lots, so I used another county. And I say, all the way through the programs, please don't mail Mojave County. Please don't use this. I'm only using it as an example. It's not the place to do this. Meadview itself is becoming a subdivision of Las Vegas. Those properties, in fact, Jill and I just bought a mobile home there. Just like, I don't know when, it was like 3 days ago. We paid $5,000 for it. It's worth $40,000 on a 1-acre property in Meadview. Santa Cruz and Rio Rico, just stop. There's 3,144 counties in this country. There are 13 counties in Arizona. They are grossly overmailed. The same thing with Nevada. In Nevada, we have these Thursday calls, and I have never been so proud as the last probably 5 calls that we've had. People are mailing counties that I've never heard of, and they're killing it. They're killing it, especially on the East Coast. Just leave. This goes for everybody. Stop it with Arizona. It's over. And you even bought 3 properties, so it's not like you're not going to buy property. You will buy property, and you'll sell it, and you'll do well. It's just, I don't know what this obsession is with Arizona, Jill. Do you?
I just think that people see it as an easy place to start. And so, and that was his first mailer. And I get it, but take it to the next level, like what you just said. Go rogue, get creative.
Yeah.
This is the whole reason that we did Land Academy, is to teach you what are the triggers. What do you look for? How do you know this is going to work in this part of X state? You have it all right there. I want you to get out of your comfort zone, and I want you to try some stuff like that. And you'll have so much more fun
and so much more success.
When you're in an area that no one's even heard about, and you're over there quietly killing it.
If this was a video, if you could see the video, if this show was, we could enable screen share and all that, I would show you what's for sale in Mojave County. And no one that's listens to this would ever think about mailing there again. It would never pass the red, green, yellow test. Never, right. Which is what I'm about to talk about. That's all I have to say. Today's topic, the red, green, yellow test for picking a county explained. This is the meat of the show. In the program, and the reason that this comes up now is because Jill and I are going through the step-by-step going through the Land Academy Accountability Group, and this is the chapter that we're on. So people are having a lot of questions about it. I'm looking at it with a fresh set of eyes over the last, because I designed it all and put it all together for presentation. We've been using it forever, but for presentation in January of 19, and that was a year ago, and
2 years ago.
2 years ago, mm-hmm. And lots changed. There's a lot more data available, so let me run through it.
It's even better now.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
it's
the best
amazing,
part.
Actually. There are now two red, green, yellow tests. I will present the second one. Nobody knows this. This is the first time I'm talking about it. The
I
second
didn't even
one,
know this.
Yeah. There's one for urban counties because there's so much data available now, and one for rural counties. The rural counties one has not changed. It involves this. You're mining data all over places in the internet to get, number one, the statistic, days on market. Number two, new list to sold. So theoretically in a rural county or even an urban one, if 10 properties get listed this month and 10 properties are sold this month, it's 100%. So you're going to mine data on certain places in the internet to try to find that. That would be green. 100% is green, and days on market in general, you want to be below 50. That would be green. If it's 80 to 100, yellow. For a new list to sold, you know, when you start to get in the 400%, where it's, you know, there's four times more property listed than sold on a month-to-month basis, that's an indication to me that there's just too much property, and that's what would happen in Mojave. Mojave would be, I should run the numbers just for fun, on all the Arizona counties, and no one would ever send mail again.
Right.
And then the last one is, I'm drawing a blank.
Is it the universe of properties?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. I pay attention.
This kind of makes me attracted to you.
Thank you.
In the universe of properties in a county or a zip code, what percentage are listed? And this is where Mojave would fall off the cliff. It would fall into the Grand Canyon, which is ironic because that's where the Grand Canyon is. Mojave, you want a very small number of property listed as a percentage of all the property in the county or zip code, whatever you're testing.
Right. Doesn't look like a mass exodus
if
from
you
that
look,
area.
If you look, go to like realtor.com or Zillow or Redfin, and you pull up Kingman, which is close to Meadview, what we're talking about here, you're just going to see, it's going to look like chicken pox. There's going to be so much property for sale. So this works for any county, anywhere in the country. It works for New York County, where Manhattan is. Mm-hmm. You can do it with any product type that where you have a subsection, like there's land. It works fantastic for houses. This is all we teach in House Academy. House Academy, you can. There's not a dartboard in the same zip code where you're running a House right. Academy. From a pricing standpoint and everything,
it's even easier.
If you're an OCD weirdo,
yeah,
and you can't stand the fact that there's a lot of variance and testing and you never really get to the bottom of it in land, go buy and sell houses with mm-hmm. House Academy, which you get in our whole program. It all comes with it.
Yeah.
And I think, doesn't it?
No, it's separate. That's okay. That's why I'm here.
Get to know your company, Steve.
That's okay.
But there's pricing for every house, and it's very, very tight. So that's the red, green, yellow test. You're mining this data for all the sources. So what's changed is not how we look at this property. That's been the same for as long as I've been doing this. We look at the same stuff. What's changed is the availability of data. Mm-hmm. And so Redfin itself, not Redfin data, but Redfin itself has this amazing download function where you can get days on market for if they cover the county. And this is when now I'm talking about the urban, our red, green, yellow test. If it covers that county, you're going to know exactly what's happening from and where to send mail. Mm-hmm. And I'll end with this. this only works, this red, green, yellow test, and it's free, by the way. Once you learn how to do it, there you don't you need a subscription to some stuff, that, but you get all that with Land Academy. This only works if you pit a couple of counties or four or five or six counties against each other. So if you took all 13 counties in Arizona and you lined up the red, green, yellow test, one or two of them would be like, if you did choose to mail Arizona, which I really discourage you to do, you're going to see that, oh, this one's probably better. Or, you know, this one clearly should never, ever get mail again. There's just too many properties for sale and it's permanently done. You know, in California, if you do that, you're going to find, if you, let's say you say, take the central part of California, there's probably, there's a lot of counties in Texas too. True. Same thing. And line the counties up, it's going to show you exactly where to send mail. Right. Like smack you in the face exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing. We didn't have this when we started. This is so good that we have this data. And especially, I love the stats and the numbers that we have at our fingertips now with really accurate comps and sale prices and, you know, transfer dates and all kinds of things with land. That's the best part. It was a lot of doing our best back then, and we made it work.
And here's the amazing news. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm not going to end on that. When you pick a county that's covered by Redfin, the prices are in there too. So you're taking that first step toward achieving that first step of pricing, which is what our property is for sale, the price per acre, and the sold price per acre. So that's in that data set. This is all free.
Yep. I concur. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next time, next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Was I too harsh?
No. No.
I just want to drive that Arizona point home.
Yeah, people need to hear it. Like, just stop it.
Jill and I,
we want you to see, and we want you to be succeed. I'm sorry. We'll just, you know what? Hey, if we get a little animated or we get a little strong here, it's because we're looking out for you and like shaking you. It's like a girl. She's like, I'm shaking a friend saying, stop dating this man.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to. I'm like, no, you don't think you should shake girls.
Oh, I didn't say baby.
No, I don't think.
Oh, I can shake a girl. I can grab my girlfriend. I can grab my girlfriend and shake her and say, stop dating this man. How many red flags do you need? We have one girl. Her name is Lindsay, and I love her. She's a sweetheart. She's like, oh, I'm a red flag magnet. She's like, I know it.
Why does she? I noticed that about her.
She admits it. She's got this fireman that she just cannot shake. The sex must be fantastic. That's really all I can think about. Yep. But anyway, and she knows it. We're like, how's red flag guy? She's like, yeah, I know. I'm going to see him this weekend.
What?
I know. There's so anyway, it's funny.
You know, men are baffled by this.
Yeah.
This whole topic, men are like, I don't understand why you would ever even talk to that guy and let alone.
Well, hold on a moment. We know men that do the same thing too. And they're like, yeah, you're probably right. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please check out our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and give us some feedback on the shows that you love.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.